He told me I was one with his soul. Earth as was Eden. That my skin was the color of Mtoko's dark chocolate soils, fiery brown and fertile. He said that my eyes reflected the light of a million stars and that in them he had drowned, he had found his lost dream. Beneath his own skin, he said, my energy made him feel a new movement rise from within, uncontrollable. So to avoid one of us falling, we held hands and walked together through life expectant. Like a nine-month pregnant being, he taught me to always birth handsome dreams, just like me, he would say. I would say how vain, and he would laugh such a hearty and infectious laugh full of tomorrows that rang like echoes of adverts, mine and his, as we sat under the Domboshava sky watching Domboshava sunsets. He's the one who told me that the sky is so near I could leap and sit on it, not just touch it. That warmth is not from the sun alone, but from the very core of one's heart. Then he whispered to my soul that I was the one dream recurring that as lonely nights held our conversation at bay. He said he talked to my photo by the bedside and that he would sometimes reach out, groping in the dark, seeking for a reassurance. I would not fade like a dream at dawn. Ah, people, he had a way with words, this man, like a seamstress at work, hand weaving through my heart with all shades of color. Tender moments that linger upon my heart, sweet like his cologne, clinging, teasing, clinging to my soul long after the sun went up. His words resound between thin walls of yesterday, replaying in my head as if he were behind that door just waiting for that perfect moment to reappear in my dream.